another disaster, more toxicity on top of other toxicity. Where, how bad that actually was in the end, it's really hard to tell. Really, I mean, of course, nothing's been published about it for a long, long time. Though the most disturbing things were changes to the Gulf Current, which could be very dangerous for Europe, and in terms of temperature changes. Who, until you ask me the question, who knows? You know, who knows why the weather and the planet, especially Northern Hemisphere, is kind of spiraling out of control? I've had my theories, but I have another one that I just thought about. And it's not really a theory. I mean, this was published, this was 2 years ago? That there was damage done to the Gulf Current. Now, if the Gulf Current gets damaged, right. Especially the heating effect for England and Northern Europe could be destroyed, and we can go into a very, very rapid cooling situation. One way or another, we've seen the weather starting to really spiral out of control very quickly. Why? Now, I was a part of a group of people who thought that, there was a celestial event happening at some time this year. I was fooled by NASA a year and a half ago about this comet Elowen. According to NASA, three times this comet came into alignment with our planet, and three times we had the biggest earthquakes in the last 20 years, and Fukushima was one of those days. Of course, many people think HARP is what created that earthquake. But it turned out to be, NASA actually contacted me and said, oh, it's just a coincidence. I happen not to believe in coincidence. But that comet ended up being nothing. So that left us with these people who believe there's a Planet X is about to come into the neighborhood. But how about a contrary theory? Maybe the Gulf Coast is a part of the Gulf Current, and that's one of the reasons we're seeing such incredibly extreme weather in the Northern Hemisphere. That's as good a theory as any.
You're not alone in that thinking, Mark, because in my business, I have a lot of international students I come in contact with, and what they are teaching in places like Russia and Germany, and I'm talking about in their public high schools, and these kids are learning this before they come here to do post-secondary education, they're being taught that the Gulf Current has slowed down, in some cases stopped, and it's brought on the most frigid winter that Europe has experienced in recorded history. And these children are being taught that at some point there's going to be an ice age come to Europe, and they're going to have to all migrate to Africa. And when you hear this story covering a couple of years from students from different countries, you have to believe that there is at least an intelligentsia in Europe that thinks this is reality. So I think you're right on the money about the Gulf Current.
Yeah, so, I mean, then we talk going back to the oil industry and its threat to our civilization. I really went out on a limb these last 3 years. I've published quite a bit. I actually have a site on global cooling, and I haven't looked at the situation in quite a while. And then with this incredible heat wave and the drought and the destruction of crops, which is another huge threat to humanity, with all this extreme weather, our capacity for production of food is dropping quite considerably, quite quickly. So we're in a lot of trouble, and people are going to be paying for it and by eating less, because prices are going to go up, and most people cannot afford, don't have unlimited funds for eating. So,
no, you're right, but there's another threat that I'm reading about too. It's not just the food, it's the water. And in particular for your part of the world in South America, I've been reading that Bechtel is going around and buying up all the fresh water supplies that they can get their hands on. Are you aware of that?
I haven't heard that, but that seems to be an international situation.